Cambiamos.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Mish 26, episode number 16. Our drop date is Monday, July 20th, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Make sure you see Jim and his team for all your branded clothing and marketing materials needs. It's DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have? You cannot duplicate this guy. He's extra, extra special, and he's a star, Mr. Alan Turner, everybody. Woohoo!
We are fortunate to have you with us, Sir Alan. Thank you so much to be with us.
It's my honor to be with you guys. You guys are great people.
You know, Alan, you have been with us from the start. You have been a huge supporter of the show. You've offered us a lot of insight, and we wouldn't be here were it not for your help, and we appreciate that very much.
Wow. Hey, Chuck, I'll never forget that first show, live show we did with you. And I think it was like COVID was going on or something.
It was. That was years ago. That was the first go-round with
Vehicle City Sound.
You did. So did I. Hey, my friend, you've got a lot going on right now. You know, we're excited to see what's happening. A new album. Tell us all about this. You were supposed to be retiring. You were supposed to be taking a slow ride here, and you can't stop.
Yeah, well, you know, I did that. I took that break, whatever, 3 years ago or whatever it was, said I was retiring and had my final show because I'm focused on the Kenny Rogers thing, which I'm still focused doing the Kenny Rogers thing. But, you know, 3 years or whatever it's been, 2 years, you know, without writing, kind of, I just kind of shut it down, I start to kind of get, you know, that
go a little antsy.
Yeah. And I'm watching other friends of mine, you know, like Jackie and now Nico writing songs and, you know, like, wait a minute, I got to get back into the gig, man. So I've started writing, you know. Last year I put out some stuff last year, and then the writing just started really coming to me. And I think I'm writing some of the best stuff that I've written, and I'm writing from a different perspective than I did when I was doing the Alan Turner thing. I was trying, okay, what song will be good on radio? What am I, you know, I'm gonna sing about girls and shorts and beer drinking, and all those are great country songs. But now I'm writing what I want to write, not trying to hope I'm getting some radio play. I'm writing stuff that means something to me.
I'm glad you said that, because the four songs that we've got here tonight, all new releases, this is a very different Alan Turner.
It is
a fresh, sharp, the songs are awesome. What changed in when you started putting these together?
You know, even like some of the style stuff is a little different.
Yep.
So it's like some of it's a reflection of, you know, I've been for the last 5 years doing this Kenny Rogers show, which is more of a laid back country. And Kenny was a friend of mine. I love Kenny's music and love doing these shows. It's just incredible. Wow. But I got away from kind of my rocking country kind of thing that I would do. And so from a style standpoint, I started kind of writing it as back, you know, some of my old roots stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then from the perspective of how I'm writing, the kind of songs I'm writing, they're just, they're more reflective, more inspirational, I think, in some ways, telling stories. And then some of that comes from doing all these Kenny story songs, you know, and it's like, do a story song. So I've been writing a lot, and I've just had that, I don't know if it's a muse, maybe an angel, whatever, it's talking to me, you know? And as I started writing, a lot of these songs had, if they didn't mention angels in them, there was elements of angels involved in it somehow. It's kind of throughout the album, angels. So that's where I came up with the idea. Got to come up with a title for this album. call it entertaining angels. And I base it on Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, which is in the old King James says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers because you might be entertaining angels unaware. So that's kind of where that comes from. And the word entertaining is kind of like, well, we don't really use that language anymore. That's the King James language.
Yeah.
We would use words like show hospitality to people.
Sure.
Because they may be angels. And the Bible is full of stories of angels appearing as men to help people and that type of thing. So I kind of started running on that theme. And then the album cover is kind of, so I'm a big Rush fan. And one of the things I love about Rush is like, you look at their album covers. There was always like a different spin on the title. Like the title meant something.
Yeah.
But there was a couple other meanings to it. So my album covers kind of, it's a theater. From the outside, and you look, that's on the marquee, it says, tonight's performance, one night only, performing tonight, Michael and Gabriel, who are two angels, right? Entertaining angels, but that's not really what the verse means. It's about being hospitable to people and showing by that. So it's kind of fun, but I'm having a lot of fun writing these songs and doing this stuff, and it's great.
And it's fun, Alan, to see your energy up like this too. You're into this.
I really am.
Yeah.
It's a new lease on life. It's like, and again, it's like I mentioned, I'm not trying to impress anybody. You know, I'm not trying to impress some radio station down in Tennessee. Are they going to play my song? Oh, is it too bro country? I better not. You know, I don't care. I don't care who plays the song. I'm writing what I want to write from my heart. And if it hits people the way I would hope it would hit them, then, you know, maybe something might come of it, but who knows?
That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, so I can't wait for this first one.
Mm-mm. The title track to your new album, Entertaining Angels, this is the first one we've got queued up. Give us a little of the backstory on this.
So again, that's the title. So that was one of the last songs I wrote. Actually, it's not the last song because I just wrote one that we rushed and got done, or actually Mark's actually mixing it right now, but it's kind of was the, one of the last songs, and it was when I realized what this album meant, what the theme, the thread through the album was, I thought, you know, this is all really Hebrews chapter 13. I should really write a song with a story about that. You know, I loved Michael Landon, Highway to Heaven. You know, those kind of stories. So this is kind of where the imagery is coming from, right? You know, so that's kind of what you get in that.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Alan Turner's Entertaining Angels.
Standing there, he said, son, I'll give you a hand, I don't mind. Somehow that tire was fixed in no time. Reach for my wallet, think I'm just right. When I turned back, he had disappeared into the rainy night. Could he luck? Could he fake? Could be heaven stepping in when you're running late. And I hear an old verse whispering low about strangers we meet and never really know. A little grace in the shadows. When we're down on our knees, could be someone on a roadside, could be someone in the rain, sent to lift a weary heart, or ease a little pain. Yeah, maybe we're entertaining angels, and they're walking right beside you and me. South of Franklin, Tennessee. Spotted that same stranger picking up the tab of someone in need. Waitress said he helped
racing was gone into the night. No headlights glowing, no engine sound. Just a rush of wind like angels flying close to the ground. Could be luck, could be fate, could be heaven stepping in when you're running late. And I hear that old verse whispering low about strangers we meet and never really know. Soul I meet, 'cause maybe heaven's closer than we think, in a kind word or a stranger's wink. Maybe when we choose to care, we're angels too, unaware.
Yes, sir. Alan, it's a very refreshing new sound from you. I love that. And what a great message in that song. There are a number of times that I personally have thought, okay, I'm going to have an interaction with somebody, or you do have an interaction with somebody. And was that placed in front of us?
Yeah. No,
it's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the whole concept. I love the idea of it. I love writing like that. To me, that's where my heart is. So,
well, and I definitely feel like there's a lot of layers and meaning to that song. I feel like it's more personable for you, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is there a story behind where the concept came from?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, as I was writing for this album, it was one of the last songs written. So it's like, it kind of came out of a lot of the other writing. But, you know, the songs like Flesh and Blood that Greg Stryker and I did, you know, which is on this album. And there's three other songs that I wrote with Greg Stryker that are on the album as well. They're just not in the songs that you got. But, you know, there's just elements of this doing good to other people thing, you know, and the whole concept, you know, that angels appear as men at times to help people. And sometimes maybe you or I could actually be that angel, you know, that other side of it, right, to somebody else as well, you know, by helping other people. And I, you know, that Flesh and Blood Bone song, you know, about homeless guy and that type of thing. And one day I was going to the gym and some homeless guy came up to my car and I'm like, this is right after we did the song. And he's like asking for money. He got the cardboard sign. And it's like, and I blew him off. And as I walked away, I said, whoa, what a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. I just wrote a song that everybody's praising me about. And I'm blowing off this guy. So I walked back to the car, grabbed my wallet, get every dollar I had in it, and ran the guy down because he'd already went on to some other people or whatever. And I tracked him down. He looked, he was afraid. He's like, why am I chasing after him? I said, hey, I do have money here, you know, and I gave it to him. What a hypocrite. So I just, you know, doing good for other people is a good thing.
It is. Oh. It is. So the new album is Entertaining Angels. Yes. We just heard the song for that. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Alan Turner.
Okay.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday podcast. We are with Alan Turner, our dear friend. Alan, you know, we talked about this a little bit before we got started. You have been such an inspiration and such a help to so many up-and-coming Michigan and outstate artists. What is it about the Michigan music scene that you feel is special and that makes you want to help the way you have?
Yeah, you know, I think especially like Michigan country, because that's where my roots are, right? And, you know, I think a lot of times Michigan country across the country has been overlooked. And there's a lot of good artists. I mean, incredible artists. And I know from doing 20 years of it, how hard it is to break it in a market that's more of classic rock market, right? Or Motown, that type of market. Country wasn't, even though we got the probably one of the number one country radio stations in the nation that wins awards all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The Detroit metro area has never really been a solid country market for musicians and artists and stuff. Although we've got it, we certainly do, and there are peaks and valleys of it, but I just had a lot of experience in the peaks and the valleys and being able to maybe offer some advice or to help people. And it doesn't have to be country. It can be whatever the genre, you know, Blue Sky kind of started out country. And then I kind of really dig her doing classic rock. And now I can't think she's kind of doing country again. I'm not, you know, we all find our way, right? And so as you can tell from that last song.
Our good friend from Detroit Trouble, I know he got in touch with you and you gave him some great advice. And you have a reputation for being able to put folks on the right track. And I think that's what's unique about the Detroit area, the Michigan music arena, is that everybody helps everybody else.
Yeah, and there are some, and you know who does that now too is Jackie.
Yes, you know, she does.
I kind of helped Jackie get her bearings and get her started. And now she's kind of doing this. And that's so cool. I kind of, you know, I do feel like as you get away from being the guy that's trying to do it to not doing it as much, I feel like I might be losing some of my influence. You know, I don't know. But I certainly things change and people do things differently as time goes on. But I'm always willing to help. Always willing to give any kind of advice, always willing to give a lending, helping hand if I can, and, you know, make some calls for somebody if I can do that. You know, it's to do good to others. It's really why we're here, is to help other people. And that's what it's about.
Well, you will always be Alan Turner, and you will always be the influence that all of us need. And you have helped us, and we appreciate that. And you've helped a number of entertainers. We all appreciate it, sir. We really do.
I love you guys, and I love helping people, and that's really what it's about. So,
and that's why you cannot duplicate Mr. Alan Turner.
Well, we have another one up here queued up, and I really enjoyed this song. The first time I heard it, I've listened to it several times,
awesome. And
this is a great tune. That Dog with No Name.
Yeah.
And you mentioned to us, this is an actual story.
It is. It's a story. It's a family story that goes back. My grandmother, who and my mom, raised her kids up in Dawson Creek, British Columbia. My mom ended up moving down in the 50s down to Windsor to come over to the United States to go to work for a company called American Motors, if you remember that company.
Oh, yes.
But she... she came over, and that's how, you know, I was born here in the States, and she met my dad in Windsor, and they got married and moved over. But she was raised up in British Columbia, Dawson Creek, British Columbia. If you know where that's at, that's the beginning of the Alaska Highway, way up in northern British Columbia. But this, after her father had been killed in a car accident right after World War II, her mother was left to raise 7 kids on her own.
Oh, my.
And she was one day out feeding the cattle, and she slipped, and the bull was about to gore her. And this stray dog that had wandered onto the farm in the days prior grabbed the bull by the ring and saved her life. And it's a true story. The whole story is true. And I've been trying to write this song for, I don't know, 15 years. I've been trying to find a way to write it. When I cleared away all the dust and got back into this, it was like, it was one of the songs I wanted to write. So I wrote it, and it's got a swampy feel. You know, I do the Kenny Rogers version of Old Red. So there's influence of Old Red in there, kind of a swampy feel to it. The video, which will come out in the fall when I release the song, actually features my dog, Nashville, who just passed away of old age. But it's an AI video. So it's done by a guy who does motion pictures, the same guy that did the Flesh and Bone video, did that video for me. And it's phenomenal. And I can't wait to release it. I want to release it now, but it's summer and it's a wintry thing. So I'm waiting to the fall to release the song. But yeah, it's a true story, and I'll let the listeners hear it and then comment on it, I guess.
All righty, let's give this one a listen. That Dog with No Name from Alan Turner.
Dawson Creek after the war, a widow working a farm she could barely afford, and giving her all till she was sore. For 7 kids she raised all alone, winners by heart in that northern place. You could see it on her weathered face, and watching from a distance was a strain, just looking for scraps in a home. They had a mean old bull with a ring of steel, a temper you could almost feel. She was feeding the cattle after the evening meal when her boots slipped on the ice. Pinned to the ground with no escape, she stared at death in that frozen state. And just when her breath began to break, help came like a flashing light. That dog with no name, skin and bone straight, grabbed that bull by the ring that day. Held on tight while she got away. Love showed up in the shape of a stray. Saved her life, nothing would be the same. A dog with no name. Stayed around the farm for a good long while, curled up by the stove with a quiet smile. Guarded those kids through every mile, like he finally found his place. But one spring morning when the frost turned thin, they woke to find he was gone. No trail, no sign of him. Just a memory of time could it erase. That dog with no name, just skin and bone straight. Gave hope to a woman standing all alone in a time when the world felt upside down. Turned her fear into solid ground. A nameless stray, but the legend remains. That dog with no name. God sends help in his own way, and that woman swore till her dying day. She saw an angel in that dog's face, a skin and bone straight with no name. That dog with no name, just skin and bone straight, gave hope to a woman standing all alone in a time when the world felt upside down. He turned her fear into solid ground, a nameless stray. But the legend remains, that dog with no name. Mm-hmm.
A Dog with No Name from Alan Turner. Alan, it's such a refreshing and great sound from you. And
yeah.
And the fact that it's a true story, it makes it even more personal and what a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That dog stayed around for a while and it just kind of disappeared. It ate well. I remember my grandmother saying that dog ate good after that day and it ate well, but I kind of made the creative license made it, you know, she saw an angel in his face type of thing, you know, who knows?
Well, I bet she did. I bet she did. Yeah. Oh, no question.
So you guys never named that dog. So what would you call the dog? Like dog? Here or
yeah,
like,
I don't really know if they ever named it or what, because I never met them. it was back like in
right,
40s
right.
or whatever,
yeah. Right.
But so we just called it a stray, and I and my mom's been gone now since 2020, and so when I was writing the song, I didn't have her to reference the story again, you know. So I was kind of going by memory, you know, that it was a stray dog, and I remember saying that the dog wandered onto the farm and saved her life, and it changed everything for that dog's life. That dog lived like a king after that, but and then eventually wandered off or something, or who knows. It's up, you know, Dawson Creek back in the 40s, that's the mountains, the Rocky Mountains up there. That's the wilderness. I mean, there's bears and
it's rugged.
Yeah.
All right. That Dog with No Name. That was Alan Turner's latest. And we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back after this note.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday podcast. We are with Alan Turner, our good friend. Alan, so we've played a couple of new songs. You've got the new album come out, Entertaining Angels. Is there going to be a tour that's going to support this?
Well, you know, that was the question as I was writing new music, and I've get people ask me, hey, we love the Kenny thing, but we want to hear some, you know, original music and do that. So we are actually entertaining doing two shows this summer right now, and maybe more will come after that, but we're August 1st we're doing a show in Richmond, Michigan, out in the country, a thing called Sticklefest, and then on North Gratiot Cruise, we're going to appear there at the North Gratiot Cruise on
Super
26th of September. So we're at least doing two shows, and if it feels good, you know, we're going to do a lot of this original new stuff, you know, and we'll do some Kenny stuff and we'll do some cover stuff. You know, it's going to be just a fun, entertaining type thing. So,
well, Quarter Peep, I know we were talking about what are we going to do for C. Willie's birthday.
Yeah. Yes. That's August.
I think 4th. We just found it. I think we just did.
Awesome.
All right, Alan, I think we're going to be out there to see you that evening. But we want to let folks know how they can find you. They're going to be hearing all this new music. And where do folks find Alan Turner?
Well, they can go to my website, alanturnermusic.com. But, of course, you can, you know, Google me, find me on Spotify, obviously, you know, Amazon, any place where you can get social media, music and stuff, you can find me. So,
all right.
Even on jukeboxes here and there. So it's kind of fun.
The next one that we've got queued up, and this is a kind of a unique sound for you.
It's different.
Unique song, Upside Down.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay. So here's the story on Upside Down. So I was riding in my car with my 5-year-old grandson. And it was just him and I, and we were going someplace, and he said, you know, and I was streaming music on the radio, you know, and so he said, Grandpa, can you play Put Some Miles On Up by Kane Brown? You know, that's my favorite song. Sure. So I played it, you know, and I'm listening to it and I'm like, okay. And I say, hey, Grayson, I got this new song I just released. It's called Flesh and Bone. You want to hear that? Okay. And he listened to it and, you know. And at the gut, I said, well, Grandpa, that's kind of long, and it's kind of, you know, it's like, you need to do a song with like a you know, a mix tape rate or mixtape to it or something. I don't know what, you know, whatever they talk about this. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I came home and I was like, man, I was kind of, he didn't like my song. He didn't like my song, you know, it's too long. And I'm like, I told Mark Watson, I said, I'm writing a song that is going to be just that type of song, like that Miles On It song, and you know, for my grandson. I'm writing this song for my grandson, and we'll see if it passes his test. So we did it, and it was, I mean, literally, I mean, the song was like 2 minutes long, And so then we had to do a reprise and add some stuff to it. And I played it for my grandson. Now it's one of his favorite songs. And so he was asking us, and I haven't released it yet, right? So his mother asked me, he says, where can I, they're always asking, the kids are always asking to play Upside Down. And it's like, I can't get it. It's like, well, it's not available anywhere yet. So I sent her an MP3 of it. But yeah, so he got his approval. So he
as just, long as know. It passed the mustard with the grandson, you're in good shape.
Yeah. 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 And, right. And it's definitely different. This is not Alan. This is not normal Alan Turner.
And no, it's not, but we love it too. And I know you all will too. This is Upside Down from Alan Turner.
Every headline feels like chaos. Every street's a battleground. People shouting over nothing, trying to tear each other down. But then you shine a little light, like you're painting up across the town. Flip my whole perspective, turn my world all around. When the good feels wrong and the wrong feels right, you pull me out of darkness and into the light. This world is upside down, love can turn it all around. Upside down, make a smile from that frown. People running on empty heartbeats, scrolling through the dark and fear. But you dance like the world ain't broken, like the light's already here. You remind me what matters most, not the noise but the Holy Ghost. Girl, you take all the negative energy and make it into something new. When the truth gets lost and the lies get loud, you lift me high above the crowd. This world is upside down, nothing turn it all around. Upside down, upside down. Make a smile from that frown. Upside down, upside down, nothing turn it all around. Upside down. Spark, light a fire in the dark, show the world what love can do if we stand hand in hand. Upside down, love can turn it all around. Upside down, this world is upside down, love can turn it all around. Upside down, just need some love. This world is upside down.
I think it's so cool, Alan, to hear you doing different things.
Yeah, it is neat, huh?
Grandson's got to approve of that.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely loves it. And it's, you know, and it's the Upside Down. I've been walking around for years saying, man, the world is just upside down. What's going on is just crazy. And, you know, I kind of approach things from a Christian worldview when I look at the world and the way things are. But anybody could take this song, whether you're on the opposite side of me, and probably would agree, it's upside down from your perspective, from my perspective. The world is upside down. It's just things aren't right.
No, they're not. They're not. And we need to change that. And music like that will certainly help.
And that was fun. Like you said, it was refreshing. It's different. But I just feel like that could be something new that you could use for a while. You know, like there's another tube.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely different. And, you know, Mark Watson and I the last couple of albums or last, this album, the album before, it's Mark Watson's been my producer. You know, for those who don't know Mark Watson, he's my music director in my band. He's been with me now for about 5 or 6 years. And when I started working with him, I was kind of nervous about working with Mark in the beginning because I've listened to his stuff and it all sounds like the Beatles to me because that's what he loves. And I think there was like one of the first tracks we did, not on this album, but the album before. It's like, man, I sound like the Beatles. And he knows my voice and he knows all my things, you know, that are different. And even in this album, I use a pretty good sense of my range in this album on some of these
questions.
Songs.
Yeah, you can hear that.
There's some other songs coming out where I'm really pushing my range. And so for him, it's kind of like really refreshing to be able to work with that and to be able to do things. And he's just an incredible musician. And he's a great producer, incredible producer. I've worked with a lot of cats in Nashville. I've worked with, you know, other people in Michigan. And I've really come to this point. It's like, Mark's the only guy I want to work with on recording because he knows what I'm looking for and what I'm trying to accomplish. And he's just an incredible artist.
All right. Well, folks, you know, our Vehicle City Sound podcast, we generally do 3 songs with each artist, but this is Alan Turner.
Hey.
And so we are giving a bonus track today. And this is another absolutely beautiful song, Forever Friends. Would you tell us a little bit about this one, Alan?
Yeah, so Forever Friends was my through the years. I wrote that, you know, doing all the Kenny stuff. I wanted to write a song to honor my relationship with my wife. We'll be married on July 26th, 40 years. Been together longer than 40 years. We got 5 kids and 13 grandkids. And we've seen it all in a marriage, as marriages do, the ups and downs and the struggles and the mountaintops and all that stuff. We've seen it all. And it's just an incredible relationship we have. And I absolutely adore her and love her. And I wanted to write a song that really just honored our relationship, honored her. And this would be my through the years was my intent when I went and wrote it. So we got Forever Friends.
Well, and folks, we've been fortunate enough to meet them both and be with them both at a number of functions. And it's very true. This is the relationship that everybody wants. This is Forever Friends from Alan Turner.
We were young and barely ready, just 2 hearts chasing a dream. Didn't know where life would take us, or what a family really means. Through the storms and all the heartache, through the laughter and the tears, you've been my steady hand to hold for more than 40 years. There were nights we prayed for mercy, days we leaned on faith alone, times the world felt heavy on us, but we never faced it on our own. God was building something stronger, something time could never bend, and every trial just proved again, you're my love and closest friend, forever friend, more than just lover. How our love has grown. I thank the Lord each
time, my forever friend. More than just lovers, forever friends, hand in hand together.
Forever Friends from Alan Turner. Alan, there is some dust in my studio right now.
Yeah. That just encapsulates not just a love story, but just a long relationship, longevity, you know? Mm. That just that is beautiful. Okay,
yeah,
so what
thank
is, I need to know.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the wife thing? When she heard it, and what did she say? What did she think?
Well, I knew I did good because so when I was writing it, you know, when I write, I sit down on my piano and I plunk out the melody, kind of thinking what I'm coming up with here and where I'm going with it. And so she was hearing, I was singing the melody around the house. She's like, what are you singing? What is that? And about? It's nothing. Because I was trying to get it done for her birthday, which was April 4th, which we did get it done in time for her birthday. So, I was like a week before her birthday, I had the song and I'm riding in the car and I'm like, I can't not play this song. I've got to play this song for her. So I played the song for her. And to make my wife cry, I think I did pretty good because she started crying.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, boss. Alan, thank you so much for sharing all this with us tonight. We absolutely adore you. You have been such a champion of what we're doing, and we appreciate that so much. And thank you for sharing everything you did tonight.
I'm glad to be a part of your show. Thank you for having me on. I mean, there's probably a ton more better people you can have on the show.
Oh, no.
But making a little time for this old timer to come on here and talk to you. But I really appreciate all you guys do. What you're doing is what I love, that you're helping, you're exposing people to other people's music. And it's a great thing. And well-deserved to be nominated for the Josie Awards and stuff.
Well, and you too, sir. Are you going to be down there?
We are going to do it. Yes, we're in Pennsylvania the night before the show. So it's like we can't be down there for the party that you throw, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get there mid-afternoon or something. I don't know how we're doing it. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Might leave super early in the morning on that morning, that Sunday or whatever it is, and drive. It's 9 hours from where we're going to be in Pennsylvania We got a show up in Pennsylvania, but we're going to be there.
We will see you on the red carpet, and we are looking forward to that very much. And congratulations on your nomination as well.
Well, thank you. Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Love Planet. Woohoo!
We are looking forward to that. Another great, great performers. We appreciate Alan Turner joining us tonight. Alan, thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, everybody out there, thank you for your support. We couldn't do this without all of you. If you know more folks like Alan Turner that you want us to be talking to, give us a note. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is how you can get in touch with us. And if you want to know where we're going to be, when we're going to be down there at the Josie Music Awards, VehicleCitySound.com, that is the website that's got all of our information on it. We had a great time tonight. Thank you again, Alan. And folks, do good things.
Yeah. Do good.